What was it again?
Qualitas.
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 Okay. Qualitas. And yet, the word qualal is these seagulls.
Qualal? Qualal? Qualal be doing?
Qualal is seagull. And yet they use that word starting off, they'll say qualitas. That's just how this language is.
That's really something.
Uh-huh.
Qualal is seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Any seagull?
Any seagull. Mm-hmm. I think they have names for the those small, the what they call, what do you folks call those small seagull looking birds?
I don't know that much about
birds.
I'll have to bring one of my bird books over and we can go through it someday.
I see that this, I think it's in the, you better wait and bring your book.
Yeah, I think we better. If I knew the name of it, it would help. Some other kind of goal, no doubt. Let's see, ankle.
Ankle, this is a good one, and it's easy to write because I can even write that myself.
Okay.
Kalakali.
Kalakali. Oh.
And we call the same thing for block and tackle. The actual block itself is called kalakali, and that's what we call the ankle.
In the block of a block and tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Kalakali.
How would you write that? I'd like to see how you'd write it. There's how I wrote it. It's probably very much like you did.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could take Katie home.
Yeah, she's all shook up.
Uh-huh.
She wants a gas range, and she's researching.
Uh-huh.
Finding out, because she's sharp, and she doesn't just haul off and buy something and think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She is.
Kalakali. Arrive.
Hitaket. Mm-hmm. That means the arrival of someone.
Hitaket. Itakayak. Itakayak.
You say kayak. Kayak.
Oh, no wonder. Itakayak.
Mm-hmm.
That means somebody arrived?
Mm-hmm.
No, if I say I arrived, I would say itakayak. And if I say you arrived, I'd say itakayak.
Hitakalits. Oh, you wouldn't say it like that. That would be poor Maka. You'd say, Hitake atlak. That means
Hitake
that
atlak.
I see that you have arrived.
Now, how did you say it would be bad macaw?
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
with this.
No, no, you said that there was a way to say you have arrived. That's bad macaw.
Oh. Let me see.
It's important for me to know the wrong terms, too.
How did I say that? Pitakat is, if you said Pitakat and you meant Pitakel, it's important to say Pitakel.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking of somebody that arrived. And,
somebody arrived.
Yeah. I see that you have arrived.
I see that someone has arrived.
I see that you have
that
arrived.
Okay. Good. Wartluk? He's got for arrive? Does that sound Wartluk?
Wartluk?
That wouldn't be arrive, would it?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
That means, is that you?
Mm-hmm. What about, at?
At? At. Yach is at.
Arms?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Hidaskabish.
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 That's a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
anything? That part of the arm. I'm afraid to look.
You're afraid to guess.
For the arm.
That part of the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Your upper arm.
Upper arm.
Hideskapswashitika.
That's it, Hideskaps.
That's this.
Yeah, this is shoulder. That's what you're talking about.
Is that correct when I said he does come?
No.
What is this then? Hihitakwitr.
Yeah, right.
I was afraid I was wrong. Hihitakwitr is shoulder.
Hihitakwitr.
Hidaskabr is the arm. You're too warm. I wish you wouldn't work out there so much. You rest for a while. I'm going to fix lunch up. Hideskabas is the arm.
Uh-huh. You must elbow?
Elbow is kwatlagwach.
Kwatlagwach. That's a bad one.
Kwatlagwach. Kwatlagwach.
Quatlagwatch. Quatlagwatch.
Quatlagwatch. Okay, I did it wrong. Quatla.
Quatlaquatch.
Quatlaquatch. It's not, it's quack.
It's close.
Is it quatla or quatla?
Quatla. Quatla.
Quatla.
Quatla.
Quatla.
Quatlaquatch.
Quatlaquatch. Okay. It's still not right, is it?
No, not exactly, but it's close enough. It's a very kashtika.
Hihidayukduk.
Lulapi.
Yeah, hand.
Hand is what?
Lulapi.
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 And this is called. He's gonna like that. This part here.
Just your knuckles.
Fingers. Yeah,
or
the
your
fingers.
Fingers. Huh?
Fingers. That's awkward. Oh, I knew I'd get you. That's awkward.
Isn't
that a toughie?
That's harder than toothpick.
Chassage is fingernails.
Is there a different, is there a word for the palm of the hand?
Tikka.
Yeah, I guess that'd be close, yeah.
Close? Mm-hmm. You mean that, isn't it?
I think that's it.
Hihitaqtluk.
Yeah.
Hihitaqtluk. Hihitaqtlukub is the palm of the hand. Oh, that's a toughie, too.
Hihitaqtlukub.
Got it first thing.
Yeah, every once in a while I hear it right. If I can write it down fast enough, I can read it.
Hihitaqtlukub.
Is there a different name for a fist?
Tikwatla.
Oh, no.
Well, that's all right. We'll come up with it sometime. Real good. Is there a different word for right hand than or left hand than right hand?
Chabatas.
Right hand is chabatas. Chabatas.
Chabatas.
Chabatas.
Chabatas.
Kachas.
Kachok.
Kachas.
Kachas.
Kachas. Kachas.
Left.
That's left hand.
Is it kachas or kachas or kachas?
Kachas, yeah.
Kachas.
Kachas.
Were there a lot of left-handers? Mm-hmm. Lots, mm-hmm. lots of people were left-handed.
The women were left-handed.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Bear was left-handed, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
That's what you told me the other day.
Kopoyak.
The pointing fingers. Kopoyak.
This is your...
pointing finger.
Yeah, pointing.
Kopoyak.
Kopoyak.
Kopoyak. Did you have a name for the phone?
Baba was the cook.
He was ready for me, wasn't he? You knew I was going to ask that.
Bob Bobbitz the Coop. Kopoyak.
Bobbitz the Coop.
Bob Bobbitz the Coop.
That's a thumb. That's all they used.
Just the two?
Two, yeah.
And the rest of them were just plain fingers?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see now. Is there any other way? It's probably... that's about all I can think about the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. There wouldn't be special names for the parts of the hand.
No.
Knuckles, maybe.
No, I don't think there's.
No.
I don't know.
I doubt it, really.
I doubt it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fist is the. I'm sure there was probably a word for fist, but we just can't remember it. Real good. Well, you probably want to get about your lunch, don't you?
Oh, there's. There's time.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Arrow?
Tchate.
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 Mm-hmm.
I better hear it once more.
Tchate.
Tzichati. Tzichati.
Tzichati.
You know, we have about 12 different kinds of arrows in the wild that we found with different points for different uses, I'll bet you.
Right, I suppose.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to show those to you sometime.
12 kinds of
what? I haven't counted them, but I would imagine there are that many.
Yeah.
Different kinds.
Did you ever use a bow and arrow when you were a little guy?
I did.
Yeah. Did you know the different kinds of arrows?
No. It was just a plain point.
Just
not
a plain point.
Not even a... just a plain.
Mm.
Not even a sharp point on it. That
uh-huh.
is a metal.
Uh-huh.
Anything like that. No.
Yeah. Was there... do you know the names for different parts of the arrow? For example, the...
well, it'll be point, and the arrow itself, tzichati, and then the feather,
mm-hmm.
the feather on the
you just call it a feather, probably. Huh?
That's just red. That's what they call that bird anyway.
Kachib. No?
Yeah, that's the one that I'm trying to think of. The name of the white people call it.
Kachib?
Golden wing. Don't they call that golden wing?
I don't know.
The Kheib. That's the bird that you made the feathers of?
Yeah. That's for the arrow. Golden wing, I guess they like people call it.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find out what that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a robin. Same size, little. I think it's probably a little bit bigger than a robin.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call it golden wing.
Golden wing?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'll look up and see if there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there is, I'll bring a picture of
okay.
it and you can
mm-hmm.
tell me. And so that's what you call the feathers on the arrow then, just the off heap.
Off
heap.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the bowl is bistetti. Bistetti. What?
Yeah.
Was there a special name for the string on the bowl?
Yeah, but quite so.
Buckwheat soup.
Yeah, it's made out of sea lion gut.
Hmm. How do you remember all these things? You've been studying these, haven't you?
Just lived a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah.
And war bowl is. Sukhsal, Warbowl, back of
the war bistati.
Back of the back of the arrow. I mean, the back of the bow was a sunken deal that they used to put that gut string back of it in order to make it strong.
Also, it was a backed bow then.
Mm-hmm.
Was it longer or anything?
No, it just goes
but
towards the end.
Same size bowl, but it just had that string in it.
Yeah, it had the string.
You better say that word again. I missed it.
Hope that I keep be static for war.
Well,
I imagine it would be bigger for the war.
You think it might have been bigger? Mm. Because the ones we have are just the length of my arm. They're short, real tiny bowls.
No, that's not the war.
Those might have been little kids' bowls.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Sukhsal
is what they call the
that's meaning that's two meanings. That Sukhsal is where you put the boards on two at the same time. That depends on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You better to say.
Yeah, it would be better to say Shakut Apsal, because you're speaking of the big bistati, which we
Shakut Apsal. Missed a whole syllable in there. Shakut Apsal.
And it used to take a real man to string that.
Yeah, that sinew really made it strong, didn't it?
Go right through elk and then.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have used a war bow for hunting, would they?
No.
What did they use then?
Regular
big arrows?
I think they were metal poke. I don't know what they
his
were.
His folks used to.
Bone points, that's what they were made out of bones.
His folks used to hunt elk in, was that lake?
They did.
Mm.
Gee, I didn't know that they even hunted elk. I thought that they
mm-hmm.
just hunted sea lions and whales and stuff. They hunted elk too?
Elk and deer.
Yeah, during the elk season when they get away from the ocean for a while and dry the meat.
Elk season is in the fall?
Yeah, just about the fall, and deer too.
You had to go clearing the lake, was that to get an elk though? They
no,
didn't come
not
out this
necessarily.
Fall.
I'm just saying that there were times that they...
Yeah, they had to. My people lived there then. But this time, I think, on the blueback run, move out there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they were up there for the bluebacks anyway,
yeah,
weren't they?
And
yeah,
and then they, after the blueback run, and they come back out to the ocean side.
Well, your folks lived at Ozette?
Huh?
Your folks lived at Ozette there?
Yeah.
Huh. How did you get to Lake Ozette from Nia Bay?
On a
trail. In the old days, there was a trail?
Yeah, and a trail on a beach, too. You had to go according to the tide.
Oh.
I walked that beach a lot of times.
Is the trail still marked?
Yeah, I walked the trail too. I used to bring all of my horses. I used to have horses I take them down for feeding the wintertime, you know.
Is there still trail there now?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah. I think it grows over now. There's puncheons and the trail, you know.
Of course, there used to be a trail down the Ozette River, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the young Indians, when I was out there, came out there, and they could find their way along there. But when I went, it just a jungle to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the trail. So they must have marked it in a special way,
mm-hmm.
maybe blazing the trees or something mm-hmm. like that. So.
Boy, my grandfather, my grandmother's husband, he was a trapper, you know. And that man could get out in the woods. And he used to, finally I caught on, he used to break little twigs in here and there, you know. And mark his trail, and I wouldn't know the trail. He was good at it.
Huh.
That's where he lived by trapping minks.
They did that bear picking too.
Yeah.
My great grandmother used to leave signs all along.
Yeah, well, you'd have to. I've been out, like I went up to the Suyas the other day, you know, up there on the second bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And just you get back in there and you can't tell which way is which.
Mm-hmm. That's where my property is up there below the bridge.
Up below the second bridge?
Beautiful.
Up below the spur number 7 bridge?
7, yeah.
Oh, you...
Just a little ways from
I own 14 acres and a half.
You do?
Across the river.
Oh.
On the south side.
Can I fish on your property?
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, I probably have been anyway. I didn't know that was yours.
It was clearing there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I guess it's grown up now.
We had a log cabin there years ago. And
oh, I bet that was nice, wasn't
it? In those days, you could just set a net right in front of the place and catch about a dozen salmon before dark. Big salmon. Silvery and the spring salmon, too.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Things have changed.
That's the nicest area I've seen around here. That's
it's
my favorite
beautiful.
Area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mary Jo just loves that. Her and her husband go up there all once in a while. I think one day they will live there.
Yeah.
They will have a kind of a retreat there to
yeah.
go, you know.
Of course, with the bridge there, it wouldn't even be too hard to get back into.
No.
The bridge is in bad shape now, but you can fix
you
it.
After you cross the bridge, you turn right where that goes up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And one goes up the other hill, and this one goes towards the coast here. And you just go, I imagine, about 500-600 yards up in there, and then you go just a little ways to that, her property.
Mm.
You'd have to
just a stone's throw from the bridge.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother left me a 10-acre spot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I traded with my grandpa, and I got 4 acres and a half for 10 acres in order to have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have about 700 river frontage, 700 feet.
Yeah. How does the land work now? Does that, it passes down in the families, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, that belonged to, originally that belonged to my grandmother and my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
He was a step-grandfather, but it didn't seem that way.
Uh-huh. And now that can't be sold out of the tribe, can it?
No.
Mm-mm. Or can it be sold within the tribe?
Well, I can sell, but I have to take out competency papers first.
Oh, I see.
But, I would never do that.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that you should. I was just interested in how things are working here, because the Makatas have done a good job of holding on to their land. You know, the Coeur d'Alene sold all their land to white people. It's just really sad, because they don't have a reservation anymore.
Well, this reservation itself, it's white controlled quite a bit.
Yeah, but it still belongs to the Indians.
The next door here belonged to my sister. She's dead, and she got competency papers, and she sold this and the lot over there where the children were born. That was bad. Caused a rift in the family.
I'll bet.
Very bad rift.
That's no good. I